Circle K employee fired gun Johnny Durrell. Image source, Douglas County Sentinel. A Georgia convenience store manager used a legally owned gun to stop a robber, and lost his job in the process. Johnny Durrell was working at the Circle K convenience store in Douglas County when a bad boy with a gun walked through the door and demanded money. Durrell possesses a valid concealed carry permit and reportedly shot three times at the crazed gunman while the man tried to rob the store. He said he was protecting himself, another employee, and customers inside the Circle K convenience store. Store owners refused to comment on the now viral firing of the local hero. The termination notice Durrell was given cites the possession/use of a weapon on company property as the reason for his dismissal. According to details published by the Douglas County Sentinel, the company's employee handbook does state that no weapons are allowed on company property. All employees must sign a statement saying they have read the book and understand the rules before beginning work. A surveillance video from the Circle K released by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office reveals the danger Durrell and others inside the store faced during the robbery. Also clearly shown in the video is a gun in the hand of the extremely agitated criminal when he entered the store around 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. He tried to pepper spray Durrell. Low-cost way to defend yourself against low-life criminal scum, said Durrell. I was working in the office when he walked into the back office and caught me by surprise. I had a cashier out front and there were two other customers in the store. Before I even knew he was there, he grabbed me from behind and sprayed a whole can of pepper spray in my eyes. It was incredible how bad it burned. He grabbed me by the collar and slammed me on the ground. He pulled out a large silver automatic weapon and put it to my head and said, "Give me the expletive, money you, expletive, I will kill you." I said, "Okay, let's go out front and get it." As the pair of men walked toward the front of the store, the brave Circle K manager seized upon the opportunity and pulled his own gun. According to Jarrell's statements about the armed robbery, the criminal was about 10 feet in front of him when he raised his gun and started shooting. The Circle K robbery suspect reportedly panicked and ran from the store. Many community members are calling for a boycott of the Circle K until Jarrell is returned to his position. Longtime customers Patrick and Patricia Martin recalled the manager's quick action when the wife had a stroke at the cash register on July 4th. They credit his immediate call for help and care he offered until the ambulance arrived with saving Patricia's life. Law enforcement investigator John Sweat told media that bringing charges against Durrell was never considered. Sweat noted that the Circle K convenience store manager had a gun permit. This was a man who had been attacked, sprayed by a man with a gun in his hand. He was defending himself, Durrell said. It was that simple. Do you think Durrell should get his job back and employers should permit staffers to carry guns? Sign up for Off the Grid News weekly email and stay informed about the issues important to you.